From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. So far this year, more than 1,200 refugees have resettled here in Idaho. That's according to the Idaho Office for Refugees. And among those resettling are students. So now, when it comes to pursuing higher education, many students run into similar challenges, from student debt to the cost of living. But for some students, resettling into a new country and culture, well, there are even more barriers. So that's where the organization One Refugee comes in. It's a nonprofit, and it's focused on supporting students with refugee backgrounds and assisting with academic, financial, and professional development. So joining us today to talk more about the program is Idaho's One Refugee Director, Jeannie Levinsky, and Boise State University Senior, Nia Nasha. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us today. Happy to be here.
So, Jeannie, can I start with you? How did the organization begin and get started?
Yeah, One Refugee was founded in Utah in 2014 after some community members noticed a gap in what they were seeing with young adults from refugee backgrounds in higher education. So what they were finding is that whether born in the U.S. or not, people from refugee backgrounds were wanting to earn college degrees and were really struggling to do that. And so they engaged in a lot of conversation. They did some research and determined that focusing on the motivated population of individuals trying to educate or trying to access education would have the greatest impact.
And how many students have you been able to assist here in Idaho so far?
In Idaho, we've helped out 191 students total.
And Jeannie, do the students come from all different countries, or do we see maybe from certain countries? What does that look like?
Yeah, we have a wide variety of students coming from all over the world. Idaho has resettled a lot from the DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, over the last decade. So a vast majority of our students are from the DRC, but we also have students from Iraq, Bhutan, Nepal, Sudan, all over the place.
And what kinds of challenges, Jeannie, would you say that students with these refugee backgrounds face when they come here to Idaho?
Yeah, great question. Well, you know, part of the reason why One Refugee was founded was because what they were seeing was that the main barriers for students from refugee backgrounds in pursuing higher education were just navigating the educational system. A lot of times the countries that they come from operate differently, and they've just struggled to navigate that. Another thing I think for any college student is, you know, having enough financial resources to be able to go to college.
And Nia, I want to bring you into the conversation. You'll be graduating from BSU in December. So what degree will you be graduating with?
I'll be graduating with theater arts degree and international business minor from Boise State.
And Nia, what has it been like for you to be a part of this program?
It has honestly been awesome. I remember I did join them about 2 years ago, and I was just going to school and doing homework, taking tests and going back home. But I feel like being involved with the One Refugee really helped me kind of bring out more of myself, kind of search for opportunities and start getting into internships and stuff like that. And I feel like because of them, they pushed me towards that kind of world, to where you're not just going to school, you can actually go to school and also be involved in your community, and also, you know, strive to be in the work environment or something that you want to do after you graduate. So I really have to thank One Refugee for that. They make you like realize that potential that you have, and that you can also do things out there in the world that other people are doing, that us refugees kind of think that there's no way that we can do that. But with them, they open our eyes to many, many possibilities.
Yeah. And oh, Jeannie, one of the things Nia just mentioned was internships. So how do they work? Are students actually able to go intern with local companies and organizations?
Yes, we are very fortunate to have several community partners, and they have been able to provide internships for One Refugee scholars I think last year we had over 62 as an organization overall, and we're always open to having others who want to partner with us around providing internships for our scholars.
And Nia, my understanding is that you've taken part in two of these internships. Can you tell us a little bit about those and what was that experience like for you?
So before I got my internship, I worked with one of the career advisors, which is Dan, and he kind of helped me kind of find my voice just to go out there and just search for it. And so after a class last year, I just went to my professor and I was like, hey, I'm looking for an internship and this is what I want to do and stuff like that. So the professor sent me to someone, and then that person sent me to someone else. And then to the point where I was able to get up an internship position at Because International, which is I'm currently at. But my first internship was with College Bound, which is Within One Refugee. That's where I was working with high school students, helping them with maybe writing essays, FAFSA, and just answering the questions that they may have as to what should they expect when they first step foot into the college world, and what to expect, and like how to kind of start having that sense of knowing that you have to self-advocate for yourself as you go into this new world. And it takes a lot of being on your own during college, and it takes a lot of being willing to talk to people and your peers and asking for help and talking to your professors if you have any questions or need help with something. And just it was like it was awesome for me, especially just knowing that I had the tools and the experience to let them know what my experience was like as a college student, and hopefully them taking something away from that, which I felt really was impactful for them.
And Nia, what are you hoping to do after December when you graduate?
I am hoping to, honestly, I feel like this year has been a challenge for me, and not only with like life challenge, but also school challenge as well. And I feel like after graduating, I do feel like I need a little break. So I might take like maybe 6 months off and just calm down. And so after I graduate, I'm hoping to move and get my MBA, not in Idaho, out of state. So that's the next plan for me, unless I have like an awesome opportunity happen for me. But as for now, an MBA is the next step for me for sure.
And Jeannie, you don't just assist college students. Can you talk a little bit about how the program also helps with high school students?
Yeah, so as Nia mentioned, we have a program Within One Refugee called College Bound. And we have two models. One is an in-school model and one is a Saturday cohort model. But the program, like Nia said, focuses on how to prepare students for college, self-advocacy. We focus on identity and really learning about where you come from and where you plan to go with that. It's an amazing program. It builds a lot of community. What we have learned is that these students are the biggest supporters of each other. It's rare for them oftentimes to be in a room with people who share a similar background, and the types of camaraderie or the bonding that happens within these classrooms is really amazing.
And before we let you go, Jeannie, where do students go if they're interested in joining this program?
Great question. They can go to our website. It's www.onerefugee.org. Our application is open now for the upcoming school year, 2023-2024. And the application will close on March 1st.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this. I just really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.